signed somebody up to like gay networks, Craigslist.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Girard. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at The Pink Matter, and we are also available on iTunes and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at Love Saray and at Jamila Girard. And don't forget, on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
That was good. That was good, guys. That was good, man. I was impressed, man. That was good.
So, what do you...
Sorry, I feel like we can really hear spit today. Like...
It's hot. Like, it's so fucking hot. My question was going to be, what do you think about wearing makeup in this heat?
Yeah, no, go for it. Wear makeup in the heat. What's the problem with wearing makeup in the heat?
I feel like it's so possible to wear makeup. If you can wear makeup in... the cold weather, you can wear in the heat.
Exactly. Like I've go on.
People love to say, like, I think I saw something, someone saying that makeup seeps into your pores. If your pores are open, that is your
personal problem. That is your personal problem.
No, because heat doesn't open your pores. It's hot water that opens your pores. There's a difference. And yeah. Temperature doesn't do anything. Because if it did, in the UK, everyone would have closed pores.
Yeah. Because me personally, I'm seeing a lot of women on the timeline talking about, if you need makeup in the summer, then your skin is bad, etc., etc. Nobody needs makeup. Like, to need something means that it's you'll die without it. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're still alive. Therefore, you do not need makeup. So, I hate seeing that, and I feel like it's kind of husband huntery. Like, I feel like it's like, hey, look at me, my skin's clear, ha ha ha. And I feel like it's also shaming women, because a lot of us have great skin under the makeup, but we just want to wear makeup. What's the problem?
And even if they don't, so
like, exactly.
Nobody is born with great skin like that. If you're born with great skin, it doesn't mean that you work to get it.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Like, people don't want to have bad skin.
Exactly. So. Exactly. You don't chew. Exactly. That's true. But they'll be saying things like, oh, you don't drink enough water. I say something else. But that's not the only reason that people have bad skin.
If that was the case, then everybody would have great skin.
Mind your damn business anyway. Like, mind your damn business. At the end of the day, wearing makeup in the winter, it has nothing to do with the weather. Like, you don't say, oh, I'm going to wear makeup because it's cold. So you don't sit here in the summer saying, I'm not going to wear makeup because it's hot. You can wear a jumper in the winter if you have AC. So therefore, get your products right, B. Like, if it don't work... Exactly. If it doesn't work for you...
I wanted to make a point about wearing a full face today, but I was going to be late. So I was
like, I never wear makeup here.
Let me just keep it calm, because I really wanted to make a point. I was going to do a full face and everything.
Exactly.
But I didn't have enough time.
Exactly.
But I will do it in this heat.
If something doesn't work right for your skin, it doesn't mean it's not going to work, you know, for someone else. So... mind your business.
Why is your makeup melting in 2017?
That is the moral of the story. Mind your business. Like, exactly. Get your products right. Why is your makeup melting?
Anyway, hi guys. I'm Jamila Girard.
And I'm Sam Ray.
And we are back with yet another episode. You guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas.
Dilemma.
Dilemmas.
Dilemma.
Now that sounds weird to me. Okay.
So did you used to call it Nelly and Kelly's dilemma?
No, Nelly
and Kelly dilemma.
I didn't really call it that. I just called it Mel.
No, when you said you wanted to listen to this song, what did you used to call it?
Nelly and Kelly.
So you used to call the song Nelly and Kelly. Are you alright?
I'm crying. Yeah, literally, like
on the plane, Nelly and Kelly. Yeah. No, but that's not the name of the song.
Yeah, but Nelly and Kelly just sounded better.
Okay,
than...
do you say I'm gonna play? I don't know, Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake. Would you name the song?
No, but because their name was so similar, I just say Nelly and Kelly. When you say Nelly and Kelly, people know what song you're talking about. You're such a dickhead. Anyway, send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter.
Get your tickets to Shout Out Live Festival.
Yeah, you don't want to be the one that misses out. It will be lit. We are going to be answering dilemmas.
Dilemmas.
On stage.
You know, we're going to just end up arguing about this on stage as well, you know.
But yeah, we're going to be answering it on stage, so yeah.
We've got a discount code, which is PINK5. So yeah, use that when making your purchases, if you make your purchases.
And we can't wait to see you guys there. Same with advertising. Don't forget to email us at pinkmattercontact@gmail.com, and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep. Just want to pay some respects to the victims, though, of Grenfell Tower. I genuinely don't think I've watched the news more than I've watched the news this week in my entire life. Like,
it's been, I think it's the worst thing I've ever witnessed in my entire life.
It is heartbreaking.
And the things that I remember from my childhood, yeah, no, I'm not saying like that it's on the same gravity, but you know, remember those two girls that got killed by their teacher and stuff like that?
Oh, that went off with it. No, no. Yeah,
they killed, their teacher killed them or so, and he raped them or something like that.
Were they like 14 or something like that? And they ran away with their teacher.
I think so.
I can't remember that.
It was in the Midlands. It wasn't in London anyway, mm-hmm. but like there's stuff that stick with me and this is going to stick with me forever. Like, I cannot imagine the gravity. Like, there are hundreds of people dead.
That's what's hurting me more than anything, because at the end of the day, you can get back items. At 14, I lost absolutely everything I owned. Like, I don't even have baby pictures, guys. Like, that was traumatic for me alone, let alone losing family members and friends. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm sympathetic that people have lost their belongings, because I can actually resonate with that. That resonates with me. I can relate to that. But losing family members, losing a child, losing a baby, like, I, God forbid, I would have to throw my car out of the window.
That comes with that. Like, can you imagine? I, when they said someone caught the baby, I just cried because the mother didn't make it. Like,
they couldn't find her after.
And you hear so much. And you know what? Another thing is, yeah, I think it's very common from like African immigrants. We sublet our flats to other people.
Yeah,
so again,
yeah,
they're still not going to know who's in those flats.
But that's exactly what I was saying, because there's definitely not that, like, not enough people have actually been named in comparison to the people that are actually missing. And I was having this argument with my mum, because she was just like, why wouldn't they be named? Everyone's been named. And I'm like, no, there are a lot of people that should not have been there. Or, you know, there's actually some families that they've never had people round to their house.
Yeah.
People don't know that they lived in, that they exactly. So they haven't actually been identified or been like, you know, their names haven't been put forward. But the fact that there's whole families that are gone, like, imagine like being like, I'm sorry, like, I'm not trying to get graphic, but just, you know, being in your flat or your apartment or whatever, and you're all looking at each other knowing you're going to die. Like, how must that feel?
I couldn't even watch the videos where all I know, people were saying that they were screaming. I was like, I can't watch that. Like, I can't physically watch and listen to people screaming till they die.
There, like, was a story my mum told me, I think, I don't know if you've heard of it. I haven't seen it yet, but my mum saw, where in one instance, a woman had her two children with her and a guy offered to help take one of her children by the hand. And by the time they'd gotten out, the guy didn't have her child anymore, but she had the one that she'd been carrying. So she's going to live her life full of regret that why didn't I take my own child? Like, mm-hmm. she left the child in the hands of a stranger.
I saw the story of the woman that she left her flat with six children
Listen, and at first, like, I was saying things that are a bit ignorant, like, you know, why would you take your eyes off your child? But they couldn't see. I saw it was pit, like, jet black, like the smoke was so thick you could not see your own hand. I've seen
people,
and then
tripping, exactly, falling, stepping over bodies,
exactly, and people were saying, you know, they had you know, holding on to their children. Some of them weren't even holding on to their children's hands. And again, I was kind of angry. I was just like, oh, you know, if I was in that situation, I would grab my child's hand tight. But you can't, I cannot speak because I'm not there.
People,
you don't know how you act.
Deaths,
exactly.
Like,
I don't know how people act in a moment of terror and panic like that, where you feel like you're going to die. My mum said in that instance, you just feel like you need to save yourself. And it's not even in a selfish way. But how can you save someone else if you don't survive right, yourself? Yeah. So, but I think the ones that hurt me the most are the ones where, you know, people are actually throwing their kids out like that. It's unimaginable
that
for me.
They're very high.
Like, exactly. That's exactly.
And they still do. Not because obviously they want to kill their children, but because maybe they can survive.
Exactly.
And that is so, like, it just sits with you. Like, you will literally do anything to save your
family. Exactly. Like, I was trying to put it in perspective. I live on the third floor in my apartment building, and I can't imagine jumping out, let alone throwing my child out of there.
Theresa May has failed the country. She needs to get the fuck out of power fuck out Mugabe. Like, she is just Mugabe. Like, why are you still in power? Like, why are you so power hungry that you're still there despite everything? Like, you failed completely. You are trash. Like, how do you manage to be more unlikable than Donald fucking Trump? Like, really? You
had one job. The re-election was literally just a power trip. That was all it was.
And she failed it.
And she failed. I was so happy. I was so happy because she can't actually say she won the election. You did not win. Bitch.
Oh, get out. Like, she actually pisses me every time I see something about her. I'm just like, why are you still here? Like, we still don't have a government. It is day what, 12 now? We still don't have a government, and she's just still there sitting. Like, get out. You're a squatter.
Honestly,
at this point. You're actually
a squatter. How can you say you're a squatter? Like,
fucking hell, we're in the UK. We have our rights. Why are you still there?
Team Corbyn, man. Team Corbyn. Like, I was devastated. Like, when it, I felt how I felt when I heard that Trump won the election. Like, when I woke up and I was like, because I actually stayed up most of the night. So it was literally the last few seats that I was just like, oh, I'm tired. I went to bed and I woke up and I was like, fuck. Like, Corbyn literally did not win. And
just
I
to
felt
keep her seat. She's basically doing a
signing a
with
deal with the devil.
Basically.
Honestly, honestly, like, it just, to me, it doesn't make sense. But, you know, hopefully.
Hopefully she decides, like, they push her out of her seat because I'm sick.
Hopefully
of it.
She resigns. Speaking of which, where is David Cameron? Because me and my mum were talking about this. We were laughing. Like, where is he?
Spain.
He's disappeared. He doesn't want none of this. No, he does not want any of this. He said bye. Skirt gone.
Like,
I've not heard from him.
She's more unlikable than Donald Trump. Like,
honestly.
There's not much you can do to be more unlikable.
She's actually his female equivalent. Like,
literally.
She's actually his female equivalent. But yeah.
Anyway, guys, let's get started with the show.
Want to achieve that celebrity look you've been eyeing on Instagram? Look no further. Hairrest provides quality luxury virgin hair extensions and is one of the biggest luxury hair companies in the UK that ships internationally. Donned by the likes of Lyra Galore, Letitia Grace and other beauties, you too can achieve that goddess-like look. Luckily for you, we have a discount code for our listeners. So head over to hairrest.co and use the discount code PINKMATTER to get coins off your purchases.
So, on today's episode, Pink Matter discusses Mr. Nice Guy versus the Right Guy. So, I wanted to define what I thought, which one was which first.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think the nice guy is a guy that, you know, he's very sweet, he's very kind. You can't really reject him because it's like, you'll feel bad otherwise. And the right guy, well, depending on how you look at it, the way I'm looking at it is, he's the right guy on paper. He fits all my preferences, fits everything that I look for in a guy. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But he isn't compatible with
you.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. It reminds me of something that, what's her name? Christiana, I can't remember her surname, but she's like, she's really motivational. She spoke about something called preferences versus prerequisites.
Yeah.
And so obviously a preference is, you know, what I like, blah, 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 whatever. And a prerequisite is what you like.
Conditions.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do without. So in this instance, I'd say that your preference would be the guy that's good on paper, but the one that's got the prerequisite is the nice guy. So you're going to have to compromise one, aren't you? Or do you just not compromise at all?
You don't compromise at all. I don't think you should ever compromise. I don't think compromise is ever like an option.
It like, shouldn't be.
For me, I think that's why I'm like, I know people will say that I'm very picky, but it's not that I'm picky. I just won't compromise on certain things.
Yeah.
Like, I can't compromise if you don't fit me the way you're supposed to. Like, I like certain things and you don't like. Like, if you tell me, oh yeah, I don't like it when you do this. I'm not talking about, like, character flaws. Like, not about character flaws at all. I'm talking about, I don't know, superficial things. Like, I don't know, looks.
Like, with you, okay, imagine being with a guy that doesn't like rap music.
Impossible. Like, what? No, what are we even doing? What
Who don't like hip-hop, you know? Like,
why? Like, don't even come near
And
me.
I would say you more than me. Like, I love hip-hop, rap, everything, but Jamila more than me because she's actually, like, well-researched. When it comes
I
to that,
read a
you're
lot.
Very well
like,
researched
I love
when it comes
it so
to hip hop.
So, you think you get with me? You don't know shit about music. Like, bitch, don't ever. Like.
Do you know what, though? That is something that I can honestly say has been a put off for me, like, in my life, is not having the same taste in music as a guy.
It's a huge
like,
thing.
It is actually a big put off. Like, you don't realize, like, you'll be in the car, you want to be playing some music, and then they're like, oh, what's this shit? And you're like, Nigga, what? Like I want to die. I want to swerve. You know, swerve on their side so they can hit the lamppost. Like it's annoying. Or when they're playing music that I don't particularly like, and I'm just like, fuck's sake, like, find a nigga that likes the same music as me. Like,
yeah, okay, for me, for example, I think my favorite music is southern hip hop. Like, mm-hmm. I just love nasty lyric shit, and people don't get
like
that,
plies like, and shit like that.
Like, yeah, like, I just love, like, I swear to God,
talking about that wet, that pussy.
That pussy, you know, pussy. Like, that's what I'm about. Like, that's all me. And you, like, I can't be with someone that loves East Coast rap. Like, what are you doing? Like, at your big age,
you're
like,
so annoying. People,
I can't be with someone that thinks Eminem is the best rapper. Like,
Eminem
like,
is an amazing rapper. I'm sorry, like, he is a lyrical genius. Like, let's
see
be
what
real.
I mean. Like, it's 2017 and people still think this. Like, I can't
no,
do that.
He is a lyrical genius. I'm not saying he's the best rapper alive. He is just a lyrical genius. I don't like people that. I don't like people that disrespect Eminem.
I'm not going to dispute that he's a great rapper. However,
he is up there.
What I'm telling you now is that 2 Chainz is the best rapper, and that is people think I'm joking.
The King
when
of
I said
Dancehall.
This.
Yeah, okay.
People think I'm joking. I may be joking about the Wizkid thing, yeah, but 2 Chainz genuinely, like, genuinely. I actually.
This is what you
it.
Said about Wizkid.
That's just a joke. That's funny, but no, 2 Chainz like 100%. He is the best rapper alive. Like, he is the best ever. Period, point blank.
Okay,
no,
this is a debate that she will have with every single guy that comes into her life because
yes, they need to know.
She needs to go
they
to sleep
They need to
with
know who
one.
Comes first.
Okay. No, but seriously. That's just an example of the types of things that, you know, it would be a deal breaker.
What things don't you compromise on?
Music. I've compromised on music, but it's hard. I'm not going to lie. Like, you look back and you're like, why? Why did I compromise? But what can I say that I don't compromise on? I don't know. I can't think off the back of my head.
Desires.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Because the thing is, you know, because you grow together sexually.
Yeah, I get that.
No. Can I just finish what I'm going to say? Yeah, because you might start off thinking one way, and even the guy, he might be like, yeah, this is all I do. I have vanilla sex, yeah. But then as you guys grow together, you will try different things. So you might have thought that I don't want to do this or I don't like this when I start the relationship. So I think sexual fantasies or sexual desires are things that you can't really use as a barrier, unless they are like kinky, like as in beyond kinky, like they're like fetishy in the sense that, you know, like shitting on your chest and stuff like that. Or like,
I read this story, I don't know if you saw it, but it was like a thread, mm-hmm. and it was a story about this guy asked this girl who was the best she ever had.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you baby. She was like, no, tell me. She was like, oh, you're like 11th, 12th.
Wait, what?
I could have died.
Wait, as in, wait, was she like in a relationship with him?
They're
or?
Married.
Nah, so you cannot. Was, you. Oh my God.
So personally, he was like, no, I can't be outdicked. He was like, tell me what's your fantasy. Tell me what you're really into. And then he ate her ass.
Outdicked, you know.
But she had poop particles.
What?
And he still ate it. Wait, let me finish.
Where did you, okay.
And then basically what she said was that he basically passed the test because that's not even her fantasy. Her fantasy is like bondage and
what?
Finish.
Where
like,
did you get this from?
I will DM you the thread because I was like, yeah, I'm not involved.
Oh,
that's what I said.
Gosh.
I won't compromise on sexual desires. You tell me you want me to eat your ass. I'm not compromising. That's it.
No, but that's different because I doubt a guy. Well, actually, no. There are people out there that will be like that, but because of how what's the word?
Adamant.
Vocal you are about, you know, that kind of stuff. I doubt a guy's gonna come out and say, "Yeah, babes, I want you to eat my ass tonight." Like, what are you saying?
That's
not gonna happen.
Like, spit in his face.
That is not gonna. But you know what? Like, there's people out there that say things as basic as, "Oh, you know, if he comes in my mouth, I'm gonna spit it in his mouth" and stuff like that. You have people that, you know, I don't know. I feel like what is normal to some people is beyond capability.
I think it's shaming people when you say they have vanilla sex, okay? First of all, maybe vanilla sex is good.
Define vanilla sex.
Basic sex. Okay. Basic sex works for, like, it still works for everybody. It's still an action, correct? I think everything else beyond that is extra.
Do you know what kills me is what was the name of that show? The one with Issa Rae?
Insecure.
The Lawrence and who was the other girl's name when she had sex with the side chick. that everyone was like, yeah, oh, rah, this is banging. Nah, 2 seconds, 2 seconds, two strokes. And I'm like, really? Like, is that it? Is that all it takes? Like,
she's
really?
Didn't pick me, guys.
You're a dickhead. No, but seriously, I was just like,
just doggy position.
Do you know what I mean? And people were like, just going wild for it, and I was like, oh, okay, like y'all having some vanilla sex. Like, listen, I don't want any of you guys to pick me, okay? So, like,
you sounded like me just then.
Oh, mate. So yeah, okay. What were we even talking about? Because we've gone way off. Oh yeah,
compromising.
What could I ignore? I can't think of... I should have written this down. I don't know.
What about morally?
Morally?
Anything you'd compromise on?
I would compromise on morally.
You could anyway.
In what way? What, like sleeping with somebody's husband?
No.
I don't know.
Because I know you wouldn't do that. I mean, like, compromising on, like, I don't know, dating an anti-black guy or dating...
Oh, right. Or someone that, yeah, homophobe and stuff like that. It's crazy because in the past, I could have dated a homophobe. Now, as I've grown older and wiser, I don't think I could. I don't know, because it's so rife in our community, in like the Nigerian community. It's kind of like a normality. So I'm used to people being homophobic that are around me.
Yeah.
But that's more... That's less in our generation. Yeah, in our kind of like circle. Like, I'm not sure. Actually, that's a good question.
I couldn't compromise. I don't think I could date a homophobe.
Yeah,
person.
I couldn't.
And it wouldn't even be because of, like, I don't know, I've got gay friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. It'd be more because, why do you care so much?
What is your personal problem?
Like, it's not that deep. Like, why is the hatred consuming you
exactly.
that
exactly?
Like, even, I think, was it today, they were discussing dark skin with colorism anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was just like, fair enough, your preferences, whatever, yeah. But why do you care so much to insult otherwise? Like, it feels like you're hiding closeted feelings or
yeah.
you just, like, it's either that or the hatred is consuming you. And I just yeah. don't have time to be with people that just have stuff that consumes them to the point where they have to vocalize it every single time.
Yeah, of course, because I've even had this discussion about, oh, if our kids were like to say that they were gay or that they were a lesbian or whatever, would we care? The answer is no, they are still your child. Do you know what I'm trying to say? They are still your child. Imagine being like not even persecuted, but imagine feeling hatred for your child because of their preference. Are you the one that's sleeping with your child, or is it like I'm confused?
Like that stupid gay son or her daughter question.
Oh, question that is so irritating.
First of all,
and men actually are out here saying they would rather have a hoe daughter than a gay son. Like, are you? Do you think you're mentally well?
It's like, why is the first thing when it comes to women their sexuality, and why is the first thing when it comes to men this? Like, the one thing I'll be worried about is my child's health, their mental yeah, health. If they're okay,
exactly.
like I don't care. Okay. I'm not going to say I don't care, but what I'm saying is it is not a priority for my child's sexual behaviour to be, like, something in my life. If that was the case for everybody, your parents
exactly.
would be ashamed that you're
exactly.
eating ass. So don't fucking try
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Fucking try exactly. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. But, like, that's actually true, because some people are out here eating ass on the floor.
Can you go tell your...
Eating ass on the floor because they're fucking girls that sleep on mattresses, or your fucking man that sleep on mattresses on the floor. So, you know...
If you ever ate ass, could you tell your mum you ate ass?
If I ate ass, would I tell... Well, I wouldn't eat ass. So, like, that scenario wouldn't even happen.
That's what I mean. Like, stuff like that, I know. Sorry, I will not compromise on, yeah, stuff like that either.
Back to seriousness,
white
though.
Guy versus...
Right.
nice guy.
Okay, so, even to be fair, like, at my age, like, having a job... You have to have a job.
It's
like, that is a prerequisite. Like, you could be in a bad place, but I don't want to have met you in that bad place. Not even being rude. Like, I don't need to have met you in that bad place. Like, maybe if, you know, you fell into that bad place while we were together, then that's fair enough. But, yeah.
Why you were in that bad place? Why are you pursuing girls anyways?
Thank you. Thank you. If you don't have a job, why are you chasing girls?
Do you think women are cheap?
Chase money.
Like,
exactly. No. Exactly. But I keep going off topic. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
nice guy versus right guy. Have you ever come across any nice guys?
Yeah, loads.
You dated nice guys.
Loads of them. Like, really nice guys. But then sometimes I don't want to be that one, but the guy that is too nice, but in the terms of, like, he's too doting and he's just smothering. And,
oh, just kill me.
Yeah, sometimes they feel like, oh, me being nice means me paying all my attention, like, focusing all my attention on you. I don't need all your attention. I just need enough attention.
That's where love languages come in. Like, you need to understand. Yeah, actually, some people
like that. I cannot stand it.
Cannot, like, oh my gosh, leave me alone.
Exactly.
Like, why are you still talking to me?
I want to be left alone for my own baby right now sometimes. So, like, you can only imagine if a guy is coming, like, every minute messaging me. If I don't reply, or if I'm on Twitter and you're messaging me and you're saying, oh, but you're tweeting, are you being serious right now? Can you, like, grow some balls? Like, I don't like stuff like that.
I've definitely dated nice guys, and I regret it now, only because it was, when it comes to time to be rude to a nice guy, it makes you feel like shit, because it's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, I've definitely been rude to nice guys, and it's because everything I do in order to show you that I'm not interested isn't working. So at this point, I'm just gonna have to be like, you know what, fuck off, I don't want to talk to you. And it would look like I'm being rude, but when I was ignoring you, you didn't understand that. When I was giving you short replies, you didn't understand that. So I don't know what you want to do at this point.
A lot of guys, they do take the hint, but they just choose to ignore it. That is one.
I hope you choke if you do that.
No, a lot of guys do that. They just think that you're going to change your mind, because a lot of guys can. They behave like in exact. Thank you. Exactly. And we spoke about this on that Lies Women Tell episode about how we've had to kind of lie to guys to kind of cut them off. So there was
a
time.
Have to.
Honestly, there was a time where I literally was not interested in this guy. I went on a date with him. Okay, I should not do pity dates, but I did do a pity date because I was like kept being persuaded by everyone, oh, please just give him a chance. I knew I wasn't attracted to him, but he was cool. So I just said, you know what, okay, I'll go on this date. And I didn't like him. So because he was cool, we still continued conversation. I'll give him that. I continued conversation, but I wasn't flirting. I wasn't doing any of that or whatever. And this guy was so intent on, like, just being a part of my life like that in a more than friendly way. And I was just, like, trying to use every excuse under the sun to try and get him off my back. So I'm saying, oh, I'm in a bad place. That hashtag in a bad place. I'm in a bad place. And he's like, don't worry, I can take you to a good place.
Oh, like,
or I'm saying, oh, you know, I just don't feel like going out and stuff like that because I'm, you know, I'm feeling down and, you know, I don't really want to be around people. It's okay, I can come to you. It's like, nigga, like, get, like, take the hint. Like, everything I said, he was counter, like, he had a response to. It was so annoying. And then eventually I just had to, like, yeah, like, I had to be rude.
Yeah, but, you know, oh my gosh, I think you remember this time. Yeah, this one time, it's not that he was a nice guy yet, like, he was right on paper. So, and then at this point I was just over the whole situation. So I was like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And for some reason, I spoke about this before on the podcast, we still end up talking for 2 more months, because no matter what I said, it was like he just
went over his head. Like, that was it. He's like, I don't care. Like,
what's that got to do with me?
Exactly.
Like, I'm telling you the truth now. Yet I will lie as much as I can to curve somebody. I'm sorry. I hope
future future prospects that I hope you're listening.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. So if I tell you I'm in a bad place, I'm in a fucking bad place, okay? Don't fucking question the bad place. You don't need to know where the bad place is.
She's lying. She just said she's lying, and then now she's telling you to believe her lies. Like, I don't understand. Like,
anyway, yeah.
But
so,
good guy versus nice guy.
Right guy versus nice guy.
Oh, right guy versus nice guy. Do you know what, though? Having a right guy on paper but not being compatible with them is hard, though. It's not nice. It's like, you wish, I wish I liked you. I wish I was attracted to you. Like, because they're everything that you need except attraction. Like, you're just like, not attracted. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be physical attraction. It can be any other kind of attraction to them. But, you know, it's just something that you can't force. You should never, ever, ever, ever force
and
attraction.
And the thing, you know what's so weird is that they don't even make great friends in that sense, because for me, it's like, when you're my friend, like, every part of me is, like, in connection with yours. And if I can't connect with you on every kind of level, then I don't, like, it just doesn't mesh.
It doesn't
like,
ever, yeah, it doesn't yeah, mesh. It feels forced. Yeah, yeah, it feels forced. That is actually very true, because there are some people that, sometimes, you can actually, compare that to friendships, now that you've said that, because there are some people that we would make great friends because we like the same things. We like we like the same things. We go to the same things. We do the same things, etc., etc. But we just don't mesh. Like, there are so many people that are like that. Like, I've tried to, you know, like, you know, people have, like, we've kind of been on the verge of becoming friends, but we just realized that it's not the same. I have these friends that literally everything is completely natural. When I talk to you, it's natural. Like, we know each other so well. Like, we're just in sync with each other. But then there's somebody else that is still like us, but I just can't gel with them. Yeah.
Is that a Jamaican saying? Your spirit doesn't take to them. Like, my spirit just doesn't take
is
to them.
Is that a Jamaican saying?
Well, if I said it in the way it said,
let's try.
No. No. But, yeah, I think I've definitely had nice guys. I've definitely had right guys. And the mistake that I think a lot of women make is the idea that they have to be the one. That each of them have to be the one. And it's the idea that you can't make mistakes in your love life. And I don't know why people...
That's something that I will never, ever, ever, ever be ashamed of. Like, if something doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I'm the queen of talking about my L's, yeah? Like, if anyone knows me, I am always telling, like, stories about my L's. I don't hide it. It's a part of your life. I don't care. I find it funny. Sometimes I just think, why like
Sam, I've taken
did I not have so friends at the time, like why didn't anyone stop why me. Exactly. So don't ever be ashamed to try, and you know, just don't ever be ashamed of trial and error. That is it. Yeah. Like, if it don't work out, it doesn't work out, and move on. Because I've seen a lot of people are like shamed, like, you know, you might have a partner or like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and everyone knows, and then, you know, you guys break up, and then you're having to pretend that you're still together and stuff like that. Like, there's no need. I get you don't have to make announcements, but, you know, live your truth, really. Yeah.
I think it's so sad, you know, when people break up, mm-hmm. and obviously they've been posting pictures wherever, and then they delete all the pictures, and people are like, oh, we deserve, like, a explanation, stuff like that. And it's like, I may have exposed you to this part of my life, but it's none of your business.
It's none of your business.
Like, I may be dealing with heartbreak. I could be doing anything. And all you're talking about is, oh, yeah, but I deserve to know. And shit like that. Like, I get there's some people that try to rub it in people's faces when they get a man or this, that. Mm-hmm. Fine. You're entitled to know why the hell they break up then. Because I don't know why you're rubbing it in my face and you got a man. But there are some people that just genuinely like showing their love.
You just like, exactly showing your happiness. Like, you show... The thing is... Food makes some people happy. So the same way that people post food, you post your man or you post your girl. It's really that simple. Like, that's how it is. You're just showing your happiness. You're sharing your happiness. And I don't like people that feel like they can't even do that either. It's not right. Like, you see a girl that's, you know, got a new boyfriend, and people are like, oh, this girl's doing too much. What? Because she's got a man now. Like, she's gassed. She's happy. That's all it is. She's happy. Like, she didn't have anything else to show before other than what you had been seeing. But now, because it's a guy, it's a problem. You didn't, when it was her nails, you weren't complaining. When it was her hair, you weren't complaining. When it was her food, you weren't complaining. But now, because it's a man, you think there's an issue with that. Why? It's still a part of, it's as much of a part of her life as whatever else she's shown.
And things, I don't think that's extended to guys the way it's extended to girls.
Of course not. No. Of course not. With guys, they're praised. Yes. Oh, what? Champ.
Girl already.
Champ.
Jeez.
Like, can you imagine? Like, guys are always like, as soon as a guy shows off his girlfriend, it is literally like everyone's bowing down at him. Exactly. Champ, this, that, and the other. Like, exactly. All right, Anthony Joshua, like, sorry. But, like, as soon as it's a girl, it's loads of like snide comments. Like, we get it. We get it. You have a man. Like, we get it. Like, do you know what I mean? Oh my gosh. You know what, we haven't really discussed this topic properly, but like, I guess we're just talking about what we...
When the right guy is right on paper, but he isn't right for you?
That's what I just said.
No, as in, what I mean is like, okay, so... Basically, there are red flags there, but because he checks every box, you try to force it, if that makes sense. So, okay, for example, let's say my preference is rich, black, dude... with, I don't know, cars, whatever, likes rap music, likes Beyonce.
But then you find out later that his car's been repossessed.
Yeah, he's...
And stuff like that.
He cheated on his ex.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that.
With me, I feel like you should never ignore red flags. a lot of people do because you feel like you like the idea of a person and you see potential in them and you feel like you can change certain things about them. But ultimately what will happen is it will come and bite you in the bum later down the line. The things that you ignored are the things that will become the detriment to your relationship with the person. So try your hardest to kind of get the best person you can possibly get, the person that is most matched to you, because the things that you consider red flags might not be a red flag to somebody else. So throw them into the wind and let somebody else catch that person. Someone else will come your way.
I think also, what was I watching? Basketball Wives. There's this woman, Jackie, yeah? Honest to God, I cannot understand how anyone could ever love her in this lifetime. Like, she's actually so... It's not because, oh, she's a vile person. She's just crazy. Like, I don't know, maybe it's the menopause or what, but she's genuinely crazy. And her husband has loved her for over 20 years.
Aww.
And they have a wedding every single year on their anniversary.
Aww.
And I just can't imagine. So to me, it's like, you know what, yeah, never give up. Like, never give up on the idea. And I know I'm saying this as a very pessimist person who doesn't really believe in the idea of love, but never give up on finding the person that fits you, because that person is out there. Do not settle. Never settle.
Your Mr. Right will come your way. 100%. Like, there is someone out there for everybody. Even vile, trash, people that are not deserving, there is someone out there for them.
Sorry, I was just there thinking. No, it was... Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think another thing is, yeah, we need to learn not to entertain every guy that shows us attention, I think. That's a mistake, especially amongst us buff peng girls. Like, I don't know.
You said us buff peng.
No, but it's really, like, it's common. When we are bored, we entertain anybody, and then eventually it's like they wear you down, and then before you know, you're thinking, oh yeah, I'm lost in the sauce. But in reality, the sauce is only apparent when you're with them. Like, you'll go home and you'll be fine. Like, you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And we need to really learn to stop doing, like, I had to take a break from dating because I think I just kept doing that. I kept just entertaining.
She was just dating out of boredom. Like, someone will be there and she'll be like, why not?
Why not?
Next guy, why not? And I swear, at one point, I literally could not keep count. I was like,
What about this one?
Do you know, even still till now, sometimes Jimmy will be like, oh yeah, you know that guy that blah, 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 that I told you about when blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no. Like, who? Like, I don't have a... Seriously, I don't know. I just... With her, I wait until it gets to the next stage before I kind of dig deeper. With other friends, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm asking them, like, loads and loads of details and this, that, and the other. With Jamila, you have to understand this is all just, like...
I'm bored. It's because I'm bored.
It's all provisional. Like, you don't know if it's going
to
move
past next stage. Exactly. I might not even respond to you.
That's what I'm saying. So I just kind of, like, take that with a pinch of salt with her. But don't let that put you off, guys. Still move to her. Attack her. Bombard her. Her DMs are open. No, slide inside them.
This summer is a bad bee summer. I'm focusing on being a bad bee, and I'm sleeping a lot because this is way too hot for me.
Okay, so how can you be a bad bee and sleep
because
a lot?
Because bad bitches sleep.
Bad bees work, okay? Bad like, they put in
bad
work.
Bad bitches sleep, okay? Bad bitches put in work. The work is already there. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah.
Any closing points on that?
No, not really. I feel like this heat is actually frying my brain.
Like, I can't even think.
Exactly. Last episode, I don't know, I was just drunk or something. But this episode, like, I'm not able to think straight. And it's my fault because sometimes I do come in with some notes of, like, you know, what I want to discuss in regards to a topic. But we just haven't done that in, like, 10 episodes.
It's so fucking hot, guys. I can't even think right now. I am burning. And just to clarify, my face isn't. That's
yeah, exactly.
Like, my body is, but
exactly,
my face isn't.
Exactly, guys.
Maybe
she got the right
my
product.
Like, no. Okay. I'm actually sweating.
All right. No.
Anyway. What about... Okay, wait. No, I have one last thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been able to let someone down easily?
Yeah. Like, I've been speaking to somebody and we've, like, I don't know, I just kind of realized very, very quickly that we aren't compatible, in the sense that, like, he just didn't do things that, like, I would like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna go into detail because I can't really be bothered, but he wasn't doing things that I would like, in the sense, okay, let me go into some detail. Because I have to kind of elaborate, like, basic things like, okay, me as a person, if I'm dating you, you need to check up on me in the day, at least. At least once in the day, are you all right? How are things going? Mm. Whatever, whatever. At least then I know that you're thinking about me. If you can go the whole day without even, like, messaging me, then your mind is occupied with something else, be it work, be it whatever.
At least you're fucking bitches.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's work, that's fair enough, but then do you not come home from work? Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you're not if you're not kind of giving me basic things like that, that wasn't just it, but I'm just saying basic things like that, I just feel like, what's the point? I'm not someone that needs to text you all day. I don't need to be on the phone to you all day at all. Like, I'm not that person, like, at all. But sometimes just, like, a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I just knew quickly that, yeah, you know what? Like, there's no point. I can't even be bothered because I don't want to be. I'm never that person that's, like, trying to force things.
Yeah.
I will never force it. If we are not on the same page, I will discuss it with you. Okay, we're clearly not on the same page. So where do we go from here? And we'll decide. Yeah, because he was just like, oh, you know, this is how I am, blah, 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 blah. Like, I do really like you, which I'm not going to dispute that he did put in a lot of effort. And I knew he liked me, but I just wasn't willing. Again, the compromise. I just wasn't willing to compromise on simple things.
Yeah.
So we were just like, yeah, like, it's just not working. And, you know, and it was like, oh, yeah, maybe the future, haha, making stupid jokes like that. But, you know.
I don't think I've ever let someone down easy. I mean, yeah. My letting down people easy is telling them I'm in a bad place.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. you should just snore.
No, but there have been occasions where I've genuinely been in a bad place. So don't, anyway. But other than that, it's either I need to learn how to be more, like, have more tact. Mm. But it's like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, do you want me to die? Like, mm-hmm. Do I need to die to explain how I'm feeling? Like, I don't get, like, either I just tell you, okay, I just don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
Or I block you.
Yeah.
Or I tell you I'm in a bad place. And which one do you want out of those three?
I'm in a bad place.
I told this guy I was in a bad place yet, and he was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I think we can still work through this. I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They really have. They're really persistent. Like, very persistent.
Why do you want to love me so much?
Honestly. I was gonna ask a question. It's just literally slipped my mind now. Hold on. Oh yeah, I remember. It's a bit off, but do you believe that if a guy doesn't fight for you or if a girl doesn't fight for you, they didn't genuinely, like, care for you or love you?
No.
You don't believe that. So if you broke it off with someone and they were like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm not talking about someone that you're just dating. Someone that you're just dating. I mean, someone that you were in a relationship with. Like, if you broke up with them, were like, okay, I can't do this anymore. We clearly, you know, aren't compatible. I feel like you do this and you do that. I need to go my own way. And he was just like, okay, if that's how you feel, then okay, that's understandable. It's unfortunate, but it's understandable. And he moves on, and that's that. Do you feel like he genuinely cared for you?
You know what? Yeah, I'm thinking now. Yeah, I've never actually experienced someone saying, okay, yeah.
So yeah, that's exactly.
What I'm saying. No, but the thing is, on the flip side, I know I could have said, okay, like,
mm-hmm.
I know.
That's exactly, I was going to get to that, because I could,
but if someone saying no, okay, I'm looking at the fuck you mean
exactly.
No, okay.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was going to get to, because it's weird, because you could do that, but.
But that's because you the don't, way we are, we're very, it's not that we're not sure.
We're able to detach ourselves very easily. From our emotions, easily. Yeah.
So, but for a guy to be like, oh yeah, okay, like, I'll punch you in your face. What do you mean?
But then that's the thing, because then is this a game? Like, does he have, like, why does he have to come, like, this is what you wanted.
But it's not a
you
game
wanted,
per se.
You wanted to break up with him.
It's not a game
him, so.
Per se, but it's like, to me, it just proves that I was right in making my decision, basically.
Why?
Because you weren't invested as
but how do you know he's not invested? Because he's just agreed to do what you wanted him to do.
Why are you running away so
women
quickly?
Ain't shit. Women are not shit.
Yeah, but why are you running away so quickly? Like, what the hell? You already got a side bitch.
No.
Like, is that what it is? Is there already a bitch there? Like, your backup plan?
No, but see, that's the thing. He might just be like, okay, that's what she wants. And it could just be in his personality to detach himself from something.
Okay, if I know that's in his personality, then it won't be a thing where I take it personally kind of thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I still would. Like, despite everything I'm saying, I still would. I'd take it personally. I'd be like, really? Okay, is that easy? Like, you're not even going to, like, hold on to me for a second? It's like, I don't get it.
Okay, so there was this one time where this guy, I guess it was an argument anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically was talking in a way as if he wanted to end things. So now I was like, okay, if you feel that way, like, I can't really change your mind, but I was still explaining my side, this, that.
And then it suddenly became my choice to end things. Like, it suddenly became my, like, I had the power. And then after that, I just started thinking, well, if he wanted to end things that badly, then we should just end things then. Like,
you're actually an idiot.
So I was just like, yeah, I can't bother.
Nah, you have to hold on. Did you see how long Jack held on to the plank of wood in the Titanic? Like, he was not letting that go. You've not watched Titanic, have you?
I have.
Oh, you have? Exactly. I thought you hadn't. Didn't you say you hadn't watched it?
No, it's them black films that I don't watch.
Didn't you say you hadn't watched it? That's correct English. Yeah, sorry.
What? No, it's them black films.
Oh, right. Yeah. It was Baby Boy. Sorry. Yeah, like, did you not see how long he held onto that plank of wood? Like, you will hold on a bit longer, at least. Like, let me have to grip.
Maybe because I have sore, so niggas always hold on to me. But I don't really hold on to guys. Because I think guys are just very irreplaceable. Not...
Everyone is replaceable. Everyone is replaceable. I don't believe in that, like, you only have one soulmate thing.
I have more than one soulmate, you know.
Everyone,
and they're my friends. Can you imagine?
Exactly. Everyone is replaceable. So, yeah.
Well, okay, that ends that then.
Pink Matter discusses changing yourself in relationships.
So, it literally means anything, like, for the better or for the worse.
Yeah, for best. Whatever. I don't know why I tried to repeat what you already said.
What have you ever changed yourself for the better in a relationship?
For the better, I think in every situation I've been in, actually bar one, I've changed myself for the better. Actually, I'm lying. I think, do you know what it is? It's not, no. I've started off, I've changed myself for the best, and then because it goes sour, I end up regressing. Yeah, I end up regressing back to like a, not back, because it's not like I was a terrible person before, but I do kind of, yeah, it goes for the worst. What about you?
I'm just the best, so I don't like
this girl. I don't know how to be honest.
Like, okay, I know I have character flaws, yeah, and I know what my character flaws are.
Yeah, same.
But I am good at, I won't say I'm not hiding it, but I'm good at bettering them for the sake of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like, I know I'm a very honest person, but I'm very brutal in my honesty.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So I've learned to have more tact when I speak to people. Like, instead of me just saying, okay, you're annoying me, I'll be like, okay, you're kind of pissing me off right now. Like, it'll be less...
Oh, gosh.
It'll be less of a attack, if that makes sense. So I know what character flaws I have anyway, so I know.
Yeah, I'm aware of my character flaws, but I can't lie and say that I have, like, tried to work on them all, or not even tried to work on them all. I have tried to work on them all, however, I haven't improved on them all, like, if that makes sense.
No, I don't.
So, like, okay, in terms of my tact, right? It's only when I did that quiz, the personality test, ENTP. And I found out I was an ENTP, and it did, like, state that, you know, I lack tact when speaking to people, et cetera, et cetera. I tried to work on my tact. But then slowly, I just reverted back to the way I was, and I still lack tact now. Like, I try to be tactful in what I say, but I'm such a big believer of just be honest with somebody, yeah, and be... Sometimes it has to be brutally honest.
I think, but the thing is with us, when we try to be tactful, it isn't that we are being tactful, it's that we sort of sugarcoat it.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like I'm lying.
Yeah, it's like it's a hard gamble. You don't really know whether or not you're being honest, mm-hmm, or you're sugarcoating. And I've noticed with you especially, when you're trying to be nicer, when you're being honest, you sugarcoat, and eventually, mm-hmm, it doesn't even sound like you're telling the truth. It sounds like, okay, well, I'm just going to ignore what she said.
Exactly.
With each other, we can be very honest, brutally honest, and it won't affect us anyway.
Yeah.
But because some people are very sensitive, you have to apply that sort of...
Yeah, I know there was a time that Jamila hated me, when I used to always tell you that, oh, you were the one that was in the wrong in something.
No,
like,
but you know the thing is,
I used to argue with her every day.
The thing is with that, yeah, it was that I knew it wasn't just me. So it was like, can you fucking piss off? Like, it just wasn't me, just me.
I was getting at her every single day.
Oh my God,
day.
It was so annoying. Okay, I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to say nothing anymore.
That was the peak of my honesty. We would actually, like, we weren't arguing, but we were arguing. Like, me and Jamila have not argued, like, before, but we would
back. We've argued before.
What did we argue about? Oh my God!
Samantha, oh my gosh, I was like, I can't believe that. Actually,
no,
Samantha.
I don't even care. Like, I still think you're crazy. You must think I'm crazy. Well, we're going to leave it at that, okay? Because this, only God can tell us who was right, okay? Like, I don't care.
I'm going to see your judgment then, B.
Bruv, we will be there knocking at the gates of heaven. Like,
everyone in the house were like wondering what the hell was going on.
What, like, how were you arguing over the dumbest thing? It wasn't even, it was just dumb.
But she was just like, no, I know what I saw.
Exactly, I know what I saw. She said, I know what I wore. Like, I'm just like, okay, no, that was crazy. That was absolutely crazy. I fully told
Sadiq, and I was like, Sadiq's my best friend. So I told Sadiq, I was like, I just argued with Samantha for the first time in my life, like, in
over this, the stupidest thing you could ever argue. Like, you don't argue about stuff like that.
It just got so deep. Like, I don't know if that was just anger or something.
No, I genuinely just got, I know what I saw. I was like, how did I know then? How did I know?
It was about basically last year. Last year I won £1,000 from Misguided, and I bought like big hauls of clothes, whatever, obviously with £1,000. So I bought this bodysuit. I fully remember the bodysuit, it has buttons on it. And
yeah, I remember it too because I saw you wear it.
And I was like, okay, I never wore it because if I had worn it, that means I would have done the buttons, and I definitely did it. She was like, you did wear it. I was like, no, I didn't.
She's not explaining properly. She was trying on all of her clothes and showing, not all of them, she tried some of them on and was showing them to me. I don't care what she tried to tell me, but that was one of the things that she tried on. She's saying that she didn't.
I didn't.
She did. Okay, so, okay. Listeners, listen to me. Yeah, how was I able to explain the top that she supposedly had
already shown
me?
No.
I explained that specific one with the buttons going down and everything, and she said, "Nope, I didn't wear it." So how did I know? Am I psychic? Am I a witch? Are you telling me I banged Judge? Because
guys,
how did I know?
We argued about this. Yeah, then we didn't speak for like 5 hours. I think, was it Christmas Day? It was.
It wasn't Christmas Day. Couldn't have been Christmas. No, it wouldn't have been Christmas Day. You wouldn't have got a delivery on Christmas Day.
Well, we were going somewhere.
I don't remember.
Yes, I fully remember.
I don't remember. You but either way, imagine that's what we're arguing about. She's telling me she didn't try something on and I'm telling her she did. Like, obviously, I sound like the crazier person because she's the one that tried on the clothes. But people have memories and sometimes you forget things.
Yeah.
And Jamila is notorious for having a bad memory. But she was like, nope, it's
know
not.
Know what I wore.
Nope. And I know what I saw. So, you know what? And we were screaming, and I heard her talking about the situation, and I was like, "Don't fucking talk about me!" Like, and I was screaming, "Are you dumb? Like, are you dumb? Nah, don't do that!" I'm screaming, "Don't do that!" Like,
and I started busting up.
That's one
thing
I hate, yeah.
And I was cracking up, and we were, but like, who was that? I can't remember who I was with, but we were cracking up because it was like it wasn't as deep as you were making it. We started shouting
with me because I don't like, that's one thing I do not like. It's something that my mum does. It's something that I hate is when people are talking about me within earshot. Like, are you stupid? Like, don't do that. My mum, she does that all the time. Like, there was a time the other day she was doing it. She was like trying to snitch on me to my grandma, and I was like, I can hear what you're saying. Like, why don't you come? I say it to my face. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm here, but I could hear Jamila talking about me. Like,
she was
hello
shouting,
like don't do that,
push me down the stairs.
If you're gonna go talk about me when I cannot hear. Like, I can hear, my hearing is very good. I was about to say my earring is very good. Yeah, that's, it's very good. So yeah, but anyways,
we completely went off topic, but yeah.
What were we even talking about? I'll change yourself in a relationship, but what?
Yeah, honestly.
How did it get to that?
So we're
I don't even know what we were saying.
We're very, like, honest with each other. That's why we don't argue.
Yeah.
I don't argue with Samantha.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never argued with my best friend Sadiq, like, ever in my life. Like, mm-hmm. Nothing. There's nothing to argue over.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely something it's not something I avoid.
And the thing is about us, what I can say is that because of the way that we are, if I wouldn't say this with other people, because with other people I'll pull them up, but with Jamila, because we know we are not two sensitive people, or we know that we think the same, if she does something that pisses me off or vice versa, we will brush it off. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I won't even think twice. She might do something that might annoy me for like 1 minute, and I'm just like, okay, we're literally talking as if nothing has happened. Like, even now I cannot even pinpoint something because I can't pinpoint anything right at this particular moment because it's the way that we are, and I feel like that's what works for us. Like, we don't ever feel like, oh, we need to talk something out or talk it over or whatever, because we are so, like, blasé about things. Like, we don't care.
Kill me. I'm a bad
exactly,
bitch.
Exactly. But then, and we also know that we don't have, like, hidden agendas or ulterior motives in what we do, whereas another person might. So sometimes I have to address things with other people because I'm not willing to just, like, let it slide.
Yeah, but just, you do that. Me, it's not that... I won't say I brush it off yet, but I distance myself, because then I'm like, okay, I'm going to distance myself, especially because Sam knows this. I have a very sharp tongue, and I will not, like, it will get to the point where I know I'm very honest, but I will become worse than that. I will become rude. And when I am rude, there's no holding back. There's no nothing. I'm going to cuss every inch of your existence. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to wish you didn't even meet me, because that's how bad it gets. So I'd rather distance myself than put myself in a position to insult you.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it.
Yeah, I think the difference with you and I is that it takes a lot for me to get to that point. Like, I have to be, like, pushed to my limits, pressed to my absolute limits for me to, like, bug out like that. Because with me, I like violence, yeah. That's how I deal with things. I like fighting. But I don't fight. Okay, I don't fight anymore. Because
I haven't fought in, like, maybe 2 years now.
Yeah, 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 exactly. I haven't had a physical fight in, like, 2 years. Exactly. So, like, I that's what I like to do. So I know that if someone is, like, pissing me off, with Jamila, her mouth is fire. It is sharp. With me, I would just rather throw the hands. Like, that's it. I'd rather throw these hands. That's how I deal with things. So in terms of, like, actually, like, really, like, wilding out on someone, you will get that if you're, I don't know, I'd say it's only, like, a partner that I would do that with, you know? Like,
what,
like, really, like, go ham with cussing.
I think, you know, because violence for me is...
Actually, I'm lying. It's not just a part, it's people. Because I'm just remembering. Yeah, okay, I'm changing.
I think violence is the last lot. Like... basically, I'm gonna cuss you until the point you're gonna want to hit me, and when you hit me, that's when it's the real beef. Otherwise, I'm gonna just keep cussing, and I won't stop. I'll keep going. Like, I won't give a fuck. And you can say whatever you want to me. That's not, because I'm a very confident person. Like, nothing really phases me. Like, nothing really affects me.
You can't say anything that's gonna hurt my feelings, really.
So. You can say whatever you want, and I'll keep cussing, because I know it's hurting your feelings. I know
you'll be laughing. We will be laughing. Whatever you're saying, we'll be like, haha, yeah, that's funny. But, like, like, fuck your mama. Like,
everything, your first child, everything. I will cuss you from top to bottom. So that's another thing I've been trying to compromise. Yeah, I need to change that when it comes to dating, because it's not good at all.
Yeah. But, okay, today we are going so off topic, but, like, where were we again? Changing yourself in a relationship. I think for me, my mum, she's like, this is, I'm going to use a personal experience. My mum, she has changed a lot now in her second marriage, but she changed for the better. There were certain things that I was just like, really, mum? Like, she started cooking things that she's never cooked in her life, like akara. For Nigerians, you'll know what akara is, yeah. She was cooking things like that, and, like, she makes, literally sometimes, like, she'll cook 3 times a day for her husband and stuff like that, every single day, not, like, just once a day, like, not just once a week, like, every single day, 3 times a day and stuff like that. And I'm just like... you didn't used to do that, mom, but it's good.
I think when the love is pure and the love is genuine,
yeah,
you will do things you never expected yourself doing.
And also, I think in her instance, is because he is so good to her, you almost feel like, not that you don't ever want to feel like you owe your partner, but she
happy.
Exactly, she wants to reward him for the good that he's doing for her. That's what it is. So exactly, it's more incentive for her to do certain things. So that's an example of someone changing for, like, the best, and it's working out for her, like, very well. I'm so happy for her. But
Changing for the worst. In any of your...
Yeah, I have. I have in one situation. I just became a really, really, like, angry person, and, like, I was really irritable and snappy. And
you were the ice cream.
I've become an... Yeah, 100%. But, like, in terms of, like, it's not, like, towards my... Not, like, inward. Talking outwardly. Like, I was outwardly, like, just snappy and, like... rude all the time, and I was disrespectful. That is the worst one. When you lose respect for someone, just there's no point in being with them. There is no point in being with them anymore, because it will never work. It's hard to, like, regain respect once you've lost it as well. It takes a lot. It could take years to regain that respect. So Yeah, I became like a really bad person at one point, but with the person in question, he was terrible as well. Like, we both have acknowledged that we were both bad people, like, and we weren't good for each other. We would have been better off as friends. That is literally like the gist of it.
I think, like I always say, love doesn't mean shit without respect. Like, in a relationship, it's best to have respect than it is to have love.
Yeah.
Because if you respect someone, you will never do something to hurt them. You will never insult them. You never, like, they're just things you just won't do.
I don't agree, because you just said that you wouldn't do something to hurt them, but it could be unintentional.
Yeah, I know, but that's unintentional.
You wouldn't intentionally do something to hurt them.
But somebody, you having respect for someone, it supersedes love completely for me.
Yeah.
Like, it completely, like, for me, I can. No, I'm not just talking in relationships, yeah, because I completely respect my mum for everything she's done.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so different. Like, I was talking to my mum yesterday, and I was just like, we are just so different. Like, mm-hmm. we are so different in, like, personalities. My mum is very kind. She's very nice. Like, we were talking about all the...
Very forgiving.
She is so forgiving. Like, and I had to tell her yesterday, like, you need to stop, because people don't deserve it. And
my mum,
like, yeah,
as well.
I don't do it for people to deserve it. I do it because that's who I am.
For herself, exactly. It's for herself.
And I was like, that's fine, but you need to withhold from it, because we're even talking about, like, personal stuff. We're talking about financial LG. And I was like, you lost how much because of what? Like, just because you trust mm-hmm. people. And I was like, that is impossible. And I said to her, because of how I viewed you and what you've gone through, I can never be that person. Like, I can never trust someone willingly like that. And I was telling her about Sam. I was telling her about Sleek. I was like, I trust them completely. Like, that if I'm to fall in love with someone the way I trust these guys, like, if I'm to trust someone the way I trust these guys, he will never lack. Like, that's it. Like, he will be the one forever and ever and ever. So
I wish you could just date Sadiq, but, you know.
Anyway, no, I can't. Sadiq's my best friend. But I think, have I changed for the worse in any of mine?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
That one that I kept getting at you at.
Okay, I didn't change for the worst. I was always like that.
Yes, you did. No. But it got even worse.
I changed
worse.
For the better after him.
I don't know about that. I can neither confirm nor deny. No.
I definitely changed for the better after him. I think it's because, again, I didn't respect him.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Because I didn't respect him, I didn't give him the opportunity to, I don't know, I just everything was just like, ugh, blase. Like, I was so, ugh, I don't care. Like, I don't care. And then as I grew older, like, I have become a person, like, I know where my flaws lie. I know what I do wrong. And I know that at this point, I can only get better. Like, I can't get worse. Not mm-hmm. because I'm, like, at the lowest, but I know what I'm not going to allow for myself anymore. That's why I took that huge break from dating. That's why I took all of that. Because for me, it was that, if I continue to settle in my personality and settle in what I require from people, then eventually I'm just going to be any basic bitch. Like, I'll just be so basic. Like, I'll just have basic requirements, like common things, like, I don't know, paying for dates or him seeing me regularly, like, basic things like that. And I can't do that anymore. So I had to take a break from dating and realize what part of me is the standard now, like, if that makes sense. Like, what I am now is the standard. Anything else, like, if I become less of myself, that means that person isn't good for me.
That's very true. When you start to lose yourself, yeah, that means that they're not the one. Although sometimes you lose negative flaws and you become a better person. But when you lose, like, your foundation, exactly, the foundation of yourself, your identity, that's when it then is a problem. That's like a lot of women that actually change themselves in a way that they're doing it just to satisfy their man. Like, they then become someone that they're not, in a sense that, okay, I don't know, you're dating a Spanish guy, then all of a sudden you start saying, hey, papi, like, you're not that girl. Like, why all of a sudden you're doing, like, Spanish lessons and trying to cook tapas and, like, learning to take a salsa dancing lessons and stuff like that. There's an element to it where it's like, you know, you just kind of want to have more in common with the person, but don't force compatibility. Don't force it. It will come naturally. If it's something that you
like this because he likes that.
Exactly.
Like, I get it. Exactly. Strategic positioning, but you need that in the beginning.
Exactly. You only need that in the beginning.
You don't
exactly.
need that afterwards. Like exactly. I'll be talking shit about, like, you know, football and shit. By the way, Sanchez is better than Hazard. I'll be talking all that shit. But once I've trapped you, I don't need to tell you about football no more, nigga.
Like, I will tell you that I lied. Like, nigga, I lied. I got you. Now what? Exactly. Exactly. No, but imagine that goes back to what we were just saying. So imagine a guy lied about his music taste.
What would you do? No, because music is so important to me.
What if these things are important to him? What if a girl that likes football is important to him? That's another thing. Girls, you guys need to do better, okay? Like, what Jamila just said about this Hazard and whatever, yeah. Like, seriously, like, she's joking. Everyone knows she's joking. But the ones that are really trying to just, like, lick ass, like, you don't watch football, you don't watch basketball.
Like, you don't do all of that. It's not gooners. Exactly, it's exactly. It's not come on you, whatever, gunners.
Exactly, gunners. What is gunners? It's gunners.
Isn't it gunners?
It's gunners. You see, she's not a real Arsenal fan. It's gunners.
Come on, you gunners.
It's gunners.
It's
gunners. It's gunners. So that's
actually gunners.
Okay, so as I was saying, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. You can tell girls that don't really like watch a sport because they sit there and they say things like, okay, they'll see someone that's like scored a goal. Clearly they've just said, the commentator just said, I don't know, Ronaldo, and then the girl will tweet Ronaldo in capital letters, or she'll be like, oh, how could he miss that? There's no detail in what they're saying. Listen, like, there's no,
if you're
like
really trying to trap somebody, yeah, okay, let me give you my tips. This is what you do, yeah. You have to go to the person that is most, like, their opinion is most heralded on the timeline, right? But they're not really like, they don't have like a lot of people paying attention to them. So what you do is this: you take their tweets, and then like another day you say the same thing they say. That's when guys are gonna be like, oh my god, like, you're so amazing. Like, you know when I did my Sanchez and Hazard tweet, yeah, and guys was like, oh my god, so romantic. I'm like, you guys are so weak, like, you're so, like, you have no standards, because it was so basic, like basic shit like that. If you want to strategically position yourself for a guy, you need to learn, okay? I learned all about, you know, what this dude likes. I learned everything. And then I trapped the nigga. That's how it works.
That's what I did. No, but I genuinely liked it. I just kind of still
did just wasn't strategic, that deep into it.
Yeah, strategic positioning regardless. But, yeah, no, seriously, it is sad to see sometimes. Sometimes you're just like, oh, this is not you. Like, stop doing this. Like, be yourself. I feel like that's always, that is literally like the,
it's integral.
That, thank you. Him with the English, the English student. Yeah, like, it's integral. You know, it is, seriously, like, be yourself. I scream that all the time, be yourself, because that is what you, like, beyond anything, you need to be able to be comfortable with the person that you're with. I can't imagine, like, even in terms of, like, if you want to go back to makeup and stuff like that, I think I remember someone saying something like, she spent, I can't remember how long of her relationship, but she would go to sleep after her man went to sleep because she was wearing makeup, and then she'd take off her makeup, and then she'd make sure she woke up before him in the morning so she could put on her makeup. And she did that for a prolonged period of time during their relationship because she was insecure about
how
she looked underneath her makeup. But then that stemmed from, she wasn't like open and honest from early on, so I think it just got too late for her.
I think it goes back to compromising what you require.
Yeah,
like for me, there was this one guy, he used to tell me, oh, I don't really like girls that wear loads of makeup. And I was thinking, why are you telling me?
Well,
why the fuck are you here? Like, do you think I'm interested in you or something? Like, do you think this is, like, I will stop for you? Mm-hmm. Who are you to me?
Exactly.
You will not be here tomorrow. Do you know how much my makeup collection costs?
No, it's true. Like, you just, there's guys out there that really don't mind.
They don't give a fuck.
Anything to do with makeup.
Your biggest selling point, I think there was a question I asked, so what is the most expensive guy you've given a guy?
Gift you've given a guy?
Yeah.
And it's someone said,
it's
my time.
It's me. Yeah. Like, no, it's not even my time. It is me, myself, and I. Like, my genuine authenticity.
Until you have a baby.
My existence. My soul. That's what I've given you, okay? Me being me, that is the most expensive thing ever, because you couldn't get this anywhere else.
That is true, because whatever comes, anything that's material that comes after that is from you. Exactly. It's coming from you. Without you, me. It wouldn't be.
It's on me, bubba.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
all of this.
Yeah, no, but seriously.
Until
like,
I have a child, and then that's
yeah, that's what I said. Thank you. Be yourself. Just be yourself, ladies. Like, honestly, be yourself. Because after that, like...
Once you begin to lose yourself for a guy, you no longer see yourself. Like, you no longer see who you are. You no longer see your identity. Yeah. You no longer see how people see you.
You become delusional. Yeah. Like, you become delusional. You think you're this person. Everyone's telling you you're a different person. You're like, you're not. I'm not. This is genuinely, you know, what I like or how I am. And it's like, you're not like this. And then, you know, you start to argue with your friends. Like, no, this is how I've always been. Obviously, I'm showing it to him because he's the guy that I'm with. I don't, you know, you guys aren't my boyfriend. Mm. But we're telling you, like, you genuinely are not like this. You're not this type of person. We know your character. We know your personality, and you're not this person.
Me, yeah, I don't want to say I don't like cooking, but I don't like. I just don't see the point in it if I'm just gonna eat it like and finish it in, like, 5 minutes.
Does that even make sense, guys? So, what she just said, please.
What
I said that I don't see the point in it if I'm just gonna eat it. Just that's no, the point.
If I'm just gonna eat it in 5 minutes,
mm-hmm, yeah.
So I don't see the point in like spending extra like loads of time in it. So I just don't mm-hmm. really care for cooking like that. So you know this about me, yeah. And then when I now get into a relationship, I'm like, oh my god, I love cooking. Oh, cook.
Can you imagine?
Like, I'm not that person. I don't need to pretend. I will never pretend. I will be myself. You either accept me for me or you bounce like a basketball.
So how do you notice that you're changing for the worse? Like, what are the signs, would you say?
I think you'd tell me if I was changing for the worse. 100%. Like, personally, like,
100%.
There are some people that can't accept that mm-hmm. they're changing for the worse. Mm-hmm. I know I have a few friends like that, that they can't accept that, yeah, I wouldn't normally accept this, or I wouldn't normally do this for mm-hmm. somebody. And I understand that the pure, like, pure love, pure genuine mm-hmm. love will have you doing things you won't normally do.
Yeah.
But when it's not in a good way, like, if it doesn't appear in a good way, then I think, I don't know, what signs are there?
When you start, like you just said, when you start doing things that you wouldn't normally do, like... I don't know if I've told the story about the fish.
No, you haven't.
There was a time when, like, literally I went absolutely batshit crazy because of something, a guy that I was with. And that happened with a guy that I was with. And I posted up outside his house in the car. And I'm sure I've told the story, haven't I?
Not on here, no.
Really? Nope. Oh, right.
Samantha is crazy.
And I, like, literally, like, this is just one of the, like, many things that I've done, but this is just one of the examples of where I took it. Yeah, so I posted up outside his house, and then I could smell one foul smell, and I just wasn't understanding, like, where is this smell coming from? So I then saw, like, maybe a few kids that had caught a fish. The fish was, like, bigger than me. Like, it was really, really big, and it was dead, so it smelled really badly. The whole road smelled like fish. So I paid them £5 each to post it through his letterbox. And, like, they were, like, really, like, struggling, and, like, posting, like, trying to push it through, and it was breaking off, and just, ew, it was disgusting. Like, yeah, it was crazy, just doing guys. Nastiness. So I just, in the end, I just said, forget it. But, like, he had, like, fish scales and, like, just nasty slime all over his letterbox and stuff. I just ended up throwing his clothes in the front and just, like, just doing rubbish. I was just doing rubbish. But the main thing is, I realised that it was actually his mum's house, and that I just needed to stop this because his mum lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And you should never take anything to the family's house. That's why, guys, you need to do better and move out.
That way you can redestroy people's
exactly.
property.
Exactly. So, yeah, like, when I decided to do things like that, I think I realised that a switch had, like, just turned on in my head, or turned off.
This is crazy, guys.
No, like, seriously, like, it was stupid. Like, I look back and I'm like, really? Did I really, really, really do dumb shit like that? And I think at that point I realised that, yes, I'm, like, you're not yourself anymore. Like, seriously, it's time to kind of, like, leave this situation. So that's one way. When you start doing crazy things, like,
Samantha's been spreading this lie about me that I injected my ex's dog.
You did.
I really didn't. I did not inject my ex's dog. I just wanted to clarify that because unlike Samantha, I'm not crazy.
You did.
I really didn't.
You did.
I really, really didn't.
You did. And I'm sure the ex in question is listening to this right now and was like, swear down it was you,
Samantha,
that did
shut
that.
The fuck up.
That's how Bruno died. Like, really?
What kind of fucking name is Bruno?
Really? That was the name of Bruno. That was the name of his dog.
You remember bare details about this
story.
Yeah,
because you told me. That's
shut
why.
Shut the fuck up. RSPCA, please don't get onto me. I did not kill anybody's
dog. RSPCA, is that? Oh, okay.
But animals, not RSPCA. Yeah.
NSPCC.
Yeah, not them. RSPCA. I didn't kill anybody's dog, okay? I just need to put that out there because I'm not crazy like Samantha.
Okay.
But have I... I'm trying to think.
I've deleted somebody's Instagram before. Until this day, he still doesn't know that I did it. And he was so upset because Instagram was his life. And this is before that. This is before you could just deactivate. I deleted it. He was so upset. I think he cried. And he probably doesn't know that it was me. Haha.
You're a dickhead. See, Samantha's crazy, guys. I haven't done nothing crazy before in my life.
I've actually signed somebody up to like gay networks, Craigslist. I was getting loads of insurance quotes on with his email address and applying for like loans, provisional loans, like, so as in, like, not really applying but like trying to get quotes. Yeah, so that he would just get like an inbox spammed full of like insurance, debt advice as well, because you get loads of debt advice when you apply for a loan. You get debt advice. You what else did I apply for? Yeah, the gay stuff. Put his number on Gumtree as well, said he was selling something, so people kept calling him. Eventually he had to change his number. Yeah, done that.
Does he know you did that?
I think he did know. Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Okay. If somebody else is listening, yet that situation with the cousin, that wasn't me. Okay. I was not involved. That's why. Okay. So basically, what happened, yeah, is it happened with the boy's friend, and because the boy does know. He does know actually because of this story. It happened with the boy's friend as well with somebody else, and because I had done it to the boy before, he said it was me and my cousin, because my cousin dated the friend, if that makes sense. So he was like, it must be them two. And I literally, like, I just got hit with a stray. Like, I had nothing to do with anything. She didn't do anything, but they just assumed it was us because I'd done it before. So yeah, if you're listening, that had nothing to do with me. God is watching me. We are both, I know you're a Christian because you tweet every day, thank God for my life, or something like that every morning. Me too, I thank God for my life too. He's watching, I'm not lying, okay?
So that is crazy, guys. I don't have any of these stories to share because I'm not a crazy person. But is there any instances where I've actually like genuinely changed for the worse? Like proper, to the point where it was
I don't think so.
No, I'm yet to, but I wish a nigga would.
I think more with family than anything. It's been like your dad and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I've changed for the better.
No, I said it's happened.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was a very, so angry. I used to be so, so angry. I hated everybody. I didn't like anybody coming near me. I didn't like making friends. I was just such a recluse. Like, prior to 2015, Samantha couldn't get me to come out of my house. But yeah, I've definitely changed for the better since then.
I thought she was a catfish, guys. Like, imagine confiding in a catfish. Like,
So you were the stupid person.
No. I thought she was a catfish.
Confiding in someone you thought didn't exist.
No. Yeah, shut up. Wow. I'm not that recent thing, yeah. That recent thing that happened with that recent catfish, yeah. I'm not involved. That's not me. That's not my lifestyle, okay? I don't engage in conversations with catfishes.
But, yeah, other than that, I think I'm definitely a better person dating now than I was in 2015. That's a fact. Like, I don't even know what I was on in 2015. I was just breaking hearts all over the gaff. Like, I was just going, damn, bam.
Yeah.
It made me feel good. Like, in my Cardi B voice. Like, it just makes me feel so powerful. But, I just don't entertain people anymore. Like, I'm totally over that.
I think you also mentioned before, like, off mic, about like when your friends don't really want to engage in conversation with you about your partner.
That's another
anymore.
Sign. That's a huge sign.
Yeah, like when they're kind of dismissive of, you know, your stories or how you feel about a person, it means that they're not really for, they're not really with it, they're not really for this, whatever is happening, but they just don't know how to tell you. Or maybe they have told you, but you also have been dismissive of what they're saying, so they've just kind of taken, they've just chosen to take a step back.
You guys need to notice these signs, by the way. Like, for me, one of my best friends, she was dating a guy with cornrows. Now,
yeah,
she knows how I feel about guys with cornrows. And I told her I don't actually want to hear about any, like, anything that happens, I don't actually want to hear, because you should have listened when I told you. And she actually listened to me. She stopped telling me stuff. And I genuinely thank her for that, because for me, it wasn't like, I wouldn't say it was a way of self-care for me, but it was like, I've told you already, I don't know what else you want me to tell you. Like, you can't keep telling me, oh, he's doing this and he's doing that, and you expect me to just give you advice every single time. It doesn't work like that. Like, you either stay with him and shut up, or you leave and you get to complain. That's how it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because, like, that won't apply to everybody, because not everybody is able to be on the receiving end of that. Because it happened to me where this guy that I told you just turned me crazy. One of my old friends was like, oh, she doesn't want to hear about him because she hates him, etc., etc.
And but like, she just resented you because you got man.
Yeah, like, okay, that was actually the moral. That was actually, I mean, the conclusion of it all. But later down the line, when she was now having her own, you know, issues, I was like, I don't want to hear about it. And she was bugging out that I said that. I was like, what, did I do anything? Did I do something wrong? I just said to you what you said to me when I was in my time of kind of need, kind of thing. Not even need, because I don't need people, but as in like I wanted somebody to confide in about my situation, and she was like dismissive of it. She said she didn't want to hear it. So I said the same thing to her when it was her time, and she bugged out. So it doesn't apply to everybody. Like, I didn't, like, I was just like, okay, cool, that's how you feel, you don't want me to hear about him. And I was like, cool, I
me
moved
too,
on.
I don't want to hear
with
that's
her
it.
Exactly, with her, she couldn't handle that. So it's not everyone that you can, you can't give that as blanket advice, because like I said, some people can't be on the receiving end.
And I think another thing is, we need to, I don't want to say, yeah, like, friends have to take your advice. But the thing is, don't keep coming to me for advice.
And they're not taking it.
Like, because at this point, I'm wasting my breath. Yeah. And I'm wasting my time and I'm wasting my energy.
Yeah.
So do not continue to come to me if you do not want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
Get a diary.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
down.
So don't come to me if you don't like what I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Because with me, I tend to just, like, you will understand, like, Jamila knows that when she's giving me advice, she's not giving me advice for me to take it. She's just stating her opinion on a situation, or she's saying, oh, this is what you could do. But she already knows I have it worked out in my mind. She knows that I already know what I'm going to do. So I'm literally coming to Jamila to tell her what an issue is. And if she wants to add her 2 pence, then she can. But somebody else will actually be coming to you for advice, and they're whiling on you because, exactly, they're not taking it, or they're whiling on you because they don't like what you said. Like, no.
They'll do over explanation, but they would have never told you that in the first place. Then in the first instance you were telling the story, you never had the rest of the over explanation. You didn't have the but I love him. You didn't have but he does this for me, but he does that. So when you're telling me that first instance, I'm taking that first instance, because that's not what you truly mean. Everything else is just excuses. Everything else is just excuses.
I know I'm not the only one that didn't get what the hell Jamila just
said. I don't know what the hell you meant.
Okay, so when someone comes to you in the first instance, I think it's because you're hot.
When someone comes to you in the first instance, so what they've told you in the first instance, that is what matters to me as your friend. You know when they say, oh yeah, you go to complain about your friends, you go to your friends to complain about your man, and they will call him a dickhead and this, that, but he's the one you love, kind of thing. That thing, yeah? For me, I am only taking that first instance. Anything else is just excuses for why you are dealing with the situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's not applicable to every situation, I think.
Almost always.
Not really.
Almost always.
Not really, because you could start, it's like, okay, if you want to say it on the flip side, if somebody started off bad and then really, like, got better and changed for the better, you're going to take the fact that they started off bad and, like,
what, as a person?
Hang that over their head.
What, as a person?
Just in terms of compatibility, or just not even compatibility, but just things that they were doing weren't, like, it wasn't what your friend liked.
Well, if you know I'm not, like, this is nothing, if you know I'm not going to like it, like, know how to structure your story, basically. That's what I'm just saying. Know how to structure it, because if you want me to remember that this person loves you, you want me to remember all that, make sure that this is your rhetoric the whole time, not that you know, he's a dickhead, or he's talking to this girl, or he's doing this that. Like, there was an instance, yeah, I just remembered, my friend, she was asking me, this was an old friend, she was asking me, oh, I think he's with another girl. You know when Snapchat had best friends? By the way, they need to bring those back.
They
because
do.
It made it, like, so it was spicy.
Fun.
It was
exactly.
So spicy. But, yeah, some girl was her bae's best friend. And I was like, why don't you just ask him? And it was like, no, I'm going to make a fake account and find out who she is.
Why?
Like, it was
like... Oh, my gosh. That fake account thing, it is just...
It's so rife. Like, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean find out who she is? And I said, why don't you just ask him? Because the common sense is, why don't you just talk about it? Just talk about it. She was like, it was literally like, you know, when the ellipses, you were just doing, we just looked at each other. She goes, no, I'm going to make a fake account and add her on Snapchat and see who she is.
Oh my gosh. Like, girls, you need to do better.
It's stuff like that. Like, what do you want me to do at this point? I can't die in giving you advice. I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know what you actually want from me. If you just want me to say what you want to hear, just tell me what you want to hear so I can say it. I'll repeat it to you. That way you know you're right.
Exactly. I've done that with people before, though. I've kind of repeated what they've already told me just so that it sounds like I'm saying something.
You do that, like, a lot.
Do I?
You do that a lot. But yeah, I think that pretty much wraps up changing yourself, losing yourself.
Yeah.
So on today's segment of Asking for a Friend, we have two dilemmas. Hi ladies, hope you're both well. Congrats on the baby, Sam.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for that. I was thinking, why is she just...
No, I didn't realise this.
Anyway, I'll try to keep this short. I've been with my boyfriend for a little over 6 months. We've met last summer and we've been inseparable since. Background, he's 25 and I'm the first proper girlfriend he's ever had. 90% of the time we are good, minor fights here and there, nothing to worry about, except there's one thing we fight about the most, his lack of affection. I'm a very lovey-dovey person. I tell him I love him, shower him with affection. I basically make sure he knows he's that guy. But the problem is he doesn't reciprocate. Don't get me wrong, in my head I know he loves me. He doesn't mistreat me or anything, but he's just lacking on the affection side of things. He'll tell me he loves me properly once every couple of months, and if we have a sleepover for a week, he'll initiate non-sexual affection like once. Having met his parents, I kind of get it because they are very love you from a distance kind of parents. And being a typical African guy, he's never been affectionate or shown affection like that by anyone in his life. I don't need a guy to send me paragraphs every day, but I can't lie, it makes me feel some type of way. Should I just learn to accept that this is who he is or lock it off if things don't improve? Thanks in advance.
This is quite triggering for me, but like in the opposite way, because I'm the person that's not affectionate. In general, I'm not an affectionate person, but it doesn't mean that I love you less. So as you said, you know that he loves you. It's hard to kind of answer this question because for me, if somebody had an issue with my lack of affection, I wouldn't blame them if they wanted to leave. So if you want to, if it's something that you can't handle or something that you feel like you can't compromise on, like, you know, the irony in the topic of our podcast today, if it's something that you feel like you can't compromise on, then you might just have to leave because it might be something that, you know, in the future really, really winds you up. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, with me, I'm not the PDA type. I'm not the hug you all at all times type and stuff like that. And like, you know, I'm just not that person. So I've had people that have had a problem with that with me. And I've just had to explain, like, I can try, but it won't be genuine. I can try and like force the affection, but it won't be genuine. And it's not like it's changed with anybody. Like, it's just how I am across the board. So it's not like, oh, maybe you like this person more than the other person. I am just not affectionate. And some people will see it as, oh, she's cold or whatever, but it's not that. So if you can accept that part of me and continue to be with me and continue to love me, then that's good for us. But if you can't, then it's up to you to decide whether you want to stay or go. The only thing is, did you know this about him before you actually got into a relationship? Because if you did, again, that's what we were talking about compromising exactly and ignoring red flags. So yeah, if you feel like you can handle it, like that's my ending advice is, if you feel like you can handle it, then stay with him, because the grass is not always greener on the other side. You might leave him and think someone else will be more affectionate, but it can A, be very annoying, or it can B, just not be the guy that
not
is right
the
for
right
you.
Guy. Again,
exactly.
It fits in with our topic today.
Exactly.
I think, like, we talk about love languages a lot, and clearly affection isn't one of his. You say he doesn't mistreat you, he's very great to you, whatever. So maybe the way... I know we... when you do the love language test, right, they talk about the ones you like, mm-hmm. but they never really talk about the ones you express.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And for me, the way I express my love for somebody is that I'll get you thoughtful gifts.
Oh my God. That is the best. Like, we are actually the best number at sentimental
like,
gifts.
I'm so sick at gifts. Like, and I will... Acts of service. Like, I will help you if you need help.
Do
like,
I'm... For you.
I will cook everyone for can you, tell you it. I'm such a... I always... If you need help, I'm always there.
Yeah, she is.
But then stuff like... quality time, I don't really need it.
Yeah, same here.
I don't need you to touch me. Like, same. Please, affection, like, I'm actually sick of it. So... if you need to know if you express through affection, he may express it a different way. And mm-hmm. what you need to recognize is his way of expressing it. Because in a way, it sort of translates as affection. Like I said, if ours is really at giving, ours is really good at giving gifts, yeah. Us being really good at giving gifts. Mm-hmm. In a way, that is affection. Because that means you thought of them. You know what they like. You know what they've been thinking about. Yeah. So it's the thought that counts, cliche as it sounds. It's the thought in what he does. It's the intention. It's what he means by it. So if, I don't know, you know, he puts the seat down, that in a way is affection. if he knows how hot you like your food, that in a way
that's
is affection.
That's actually very true.
So stuff like that, you need to give it more of a broader sense rather than just the...
he doesn't touch me and stuff like that. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty much my advice.
I was also going to say that... I hate when it happens because I think of something when she's talking and then I just forget. If you said about his parents, they're quite love you from a distance type of people. So you need to understand if it is inherited... then it's unlikely to change. So it's not something that you'd probably be able to change. I don't want you to stay in a situation where you feel like you can change him and you just end up disappointed in the end. To me, it sounds like you have a good thing going, but some people just aren't able to compromise on certain things. So
you need to be able to understand the broader sense of affection. Like, I think of it in every sort of way. Like, for me, I love... this weird. I love getting gifts, but I don't like accepting them. So,
don't even get me started.
I can't do it. I can't do it. So, but I love it when someone gets me something thoughtful, like if they get me something with Beyonce or 2 Chainz or stuff like that. Like, to me, that means you really thought about what I like. So, yeah, you need to think about affection in the broader sense and how it is.
Okay, so the next dilemma is, hey girls, first of all, want to tell you guys you're amazing. I love your banter, thank you, advice, and basically the whole podcast. Thank you. Now my little dilemma. So the thing is, I used to deal/be in a relationship with this guy that I met through my family like 4 or 5 years ago when I moved to London. And instantly, when I saw him for the first time, there was a spark that I've never felt with anyone. Keep in mind, I was like 15 at the time, turning 16. For the longest, nothing really happened because we just became friends. Around when I was 18, we became closer, started to see each other on a dating level. So we got together shortly before my 19th. And that's when I also lost my V card to him. Everything seemed like a dream. I was so happy thinking I got lucky for him, especially because we built a friendship before we did anything. However, long story short, for a while, there's been this ex he's been dealing with on and off since year 9. He used to tell me she was a friend. I've never been a girl to forbid a guy to be friends with his ex, because at the end of the day, I have trust in him and thought he would never do something to hurt me. However, down the line, I found out he had been cheating on me with her. I obviously broke up with him and cut off all ties. But after a couple of months, he's been popping up and apologizing and begging to be at least friends because he misses me and realized what a big part of his life I've been, and knows that he should never have done what he did. Because now he's lost his best friend. What do you think I should do? Because before the relationship we were actually like best friends. However, though, can I expect him to respect me as a friend if he couldn't do it as my man?
That's a very interesting question
for me. Okay, sorry, I'm big on this. Yeah, I don't know if people might not agree with me, but I always expect that if you were my friend before and we became more than friends, I expect a different level of respect from you than somebody that I met and just got into a relationship with. I feel that as my friend, you know me on a different kind of level than as an immediate lover.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't want to hurt my friends. You know, like there are certain things that you will do to your partner that you wouldn't do to your friends.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird, but even vice versa, there are certain things that you wouldn't do with your partner that you do to your friends. So I just expect a different level of respect. So if you can cheat on me, it would hurt me too much to want to be your friend again. I just don't, I wouldn't accept cheating full stop. But yeah, in your instance, I just, it would have hurt me too much for me to become a friend again.
For me, like, if I ever got into a relationship with, like, Sadiq, for example,
mm-hmm,
and he cheated on me, I'd probably kill him, you know? This is like, what I'm saying. I would probably like, kill him. You? Like, because the, especially considering that it's not just your friend, you were best friends beforehand. Yeah, so that
it's a different kind of bond.
The level that we were at, and you still cheated on me, that means you thought with your dick. Like, you literally thought with your dick. You just thought, mm-hmm, yeah, she's there.
Exactly.
And that is the biggest disrespect, because you didn't care enough to think about me. You didn't care enough to think, would she still want to be around me? And I think it's totally up to you, depending on how your healing process has become, if you want to be friends with him.
That, yeah.
Because if you think you are still vulnerable and you might end up falling back into old ways with him, then stay the hell away from him. But if you feel you've moved on and you are over it, then you know what? Don't even be friends. Be friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
For your own sake. Like, because with best friends, I've noticed, like, we forgive a lot. Like, well, I can speak for myself. Like, with my best friends, I forgive a lot, because the respect I expect from them, it's at a very high level. Like, I forgive my best friends so many times, but I'm more likely to forgive my best friends than I am to forgive my partner, which is weird, because people are usually the other way around.
Yeah.
But that's because I expect a
different level.
Like, if you get to know me just to be my friend, just to be in my life, like, not on a romantic level, to me, that means so much to me.
Exactly.
So that means if you could go from that to be my partner, that means we are at the highest level of bond anybody can ever be.
Yeah.
Like, no one can come above that.
Yeah.
So a best friend you can tell anything, and a partner you can tell anything. So a best friend that is your partner
is just the final form.
Exactly. So you cheating on me, nah.
Yeah, like, at the end, like, I always say as well, like, I don't believe in this whole, oh, let's be friends, like, immediately after, like, breaking things off. Like, I feel like you need to give each other some time, just as Jamila has just said. Give each other some time, because what people tend to do is that they get into, they go straight into friendship immediately after breaking up with somebody, and you just fall straight back into a relationship with them, and then you become complacent, or you accept things that you wouldn't have accepted before, but because you were in that vulnerable place, you allowed it. So I feel like, don't really give him an opening right now. He knew what he was doing. It's not even guaranteed that he's not still sleeping with her now. So until you get to that place of, you know, peace,
security,
just then you can open yourself up to allowing him to be in your life again. But for now, if I was you, just block it out.
Yeah, I guess that pretty much wraps up today's show. Don't forget to send your dilemmas to curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter or pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com, and we will try to answer them on the show. Don't forget So Live Fest.
August the
5th. August the 5th. So I really look forward to seeing you guys there. Pink 5 is the discount code. We won't tweet it. And
we have a lot more announcements.
So many more.
So please keep your ears peeled.
Yeah. And don't forget, on Wednesdays we listen to Pink Matter.